painful reminders of Cambodia's genocide during the late 1970s are not hard to find in the country's capital. Here in Phnom Penh, one of the most heinous crimes perpetrated by the Khmer Rouge regime is on display. An entire secondary school building was transformed into a prison, hospital beds into torturing and killing tools. Some of its victims were party members whose loyalty was doubted.
Most like our victims were put into this and it chained to the bed, while the Khmer Rouge interrogator would be here to interrogate people and to hurt people, to torture people, the victims, by using electrical shock, taking off nails.
Classrooms were turned into cells in Tuol Sleng prison. The Memory and Justice Center estimates more than 18,000 people were killed over the period of 4 years. Many of them appearing in these photographs are still documented as missing. Genocide operations were not limited within prison walls. It targeted most other segments of the country's social fabric, as per surviving documents. Millions have been compiled over more than 30 years to record the tragedy and prevent it from happening again.
Imagine that all the high school in Cambodia from grade 7 to 12 read this one. Then you have about 2 million young people who came to a specific understanding that this should not be repeated.
This survivor, Som Reti, suffered until the Khmer Rouge regime came to an end. But the pain of the torture remains with him. He still recounts what happened, even guiding visitors to one of the most notorious mass killing fields near Phnom Penh, where more than 350 mass graves were found.
This is one killing field.
The genocidal policies of the Khmer Rouge ultimately resulted in the deaths of more than 1 million people. Freddie Akar, Al Jazeera.